With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
For the win, USA Today's sports blog has juicy NFL predictions for every division, including the NFC East, where they said they think Carson Wentz could be benched this season, and made another prediction about the Giants being a Super Bowl contender. We gave you our juicy predictions. They included, for me, the Eagles playing a Week 17 game to get into the playoffs, and your main juicy prediction was?
Eagles are 9-7, Giants win the division, the Cowboys, VH1 Behind the Music style, come crashing down 8-8.
So we want yours. What are you predicting about the NFC East? If you just got one major thought, that's cool. You want to give us a couple takes around the division, that's okay too. Craig is in Manassas on Grant and Danny. Craig, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm going to start off by saying the Eagles go 9-7 this year. Now, this is why. I think we had probably one of the best off seasons in the NFL. Obviously, we acquired Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith. We finally have weapons to throw to now. Finally, we have a running back who won't fumble. LeGarrette Blount is a powerhouse. A lot of people don't realize this, but our defensive line is probably going to be one of the best in the NFL.
Oh,
we got Timmy Jernigan through a trade with the Ravens. We basically got him for free. Along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and then Derek Barnett that we drafted. So
don't forget, in addition to drafting Barnett in the first round, didn't you sign Chris Long from New England as well? Not that he's got a lot of football left, but I think he can still play a little
bit. Good rotational piece.
Exactly. Good depth right there. And then we also, now he won't be an immediate impact because of the injury, but we got Sidney Jones in the second round who should have been a first round if he wasn't injured and in the workouts.
Yeah, who can play corner for them, which they needed. My issue with the Eagles, thanks for the call, is still their secondary. I don't think they're great on the back end. Now, if Rodney McLeod and Malcolm Jenkins as a safety pair get help from the cornerback position where they've got Patrick Robinson and Jalen Mills, that group can suddenly become a little bit better than league average. I just worry about their cornerbacks. And they did draft Sidney Jones, but that's not a guy right now that's going to be able to play. They had another third-round pick, Rasul Douglas. I don't know if he's good or not. I haven't seen anything, any reports out of camp. So I worry a little bit about the secondary because they didn't draft enough immediate help there. But otherwise, he's right about the D-line. Chris Long, Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan, Brandon Graham, Vinnie Curry, Derek Barnett. That's a good group.
That D-line is really good.
Their linebacking core is solid. Michael Kendricks leading the way. And then on offense, Jeffrey Smith, Matthews, and three receiver sets with LeGarrette Blount, and they drafted Donnell Pumphrey, who can run in the fourth round. Carson Wentz doesn't have the excuse of not having weapons anymore.
Redskins have had success against them because I actually disagree with you on one thing. Their linebacking core has not been great in pass coverage. Combine that with the secondary that hasn't been good, and someone built like the Redskins are, where guys like Reed and Crowder are working in kind of confined spaces against their linebackers, and you know receivers are winning one-on-one
matchups.
They're
weak against, yes, I agree, defending tight ends.
So that's why the Redskins have been perfect against them over the last several years. I don't know that that's that much better, but I know this. That defensive line balls out, and they're nasty. I hate Philadelphia like I hate social injustice and athlete's foot. I hope they're miserable and lose every game they play. But if you're an Eagles fan, you probably have to hope that they can just kind of keep that secondary good enough and keep getting to the passer. You're hoping that pass rush improves enough that you don't have to worry about a bad secondary.
Yeah, and they've got, again, safeties that can ball hawk and pick off passes, but I just don't think that team covers very well in the back end. They give up a lot of big plays. Let's go to Anthony in Fairfax. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
I've got a couple division ones. The Cowboys play a first-place schedule this year. They lost a couple of key offensive linemen. Their defense is still not that great. They've had a lot of controversy. I think they're under 500. I think they're 6-10 or 7-9.
Wow, that would be 13-3 to 6-10 in year two for Dak Prescott and Ezekiel. It would be stunning.
Giants at Denver at Arizona first three. That's not an easy stretch out of the
true
game.
Their offense, I think, has a floor of being well above average. That's the thing I don't love about saying that they're going to be a bad team.
Hmm.
What is the worst case scenario for them? Tell me Ezekiel Elliott gets suspended a few games. okay, you got Darren McFadden, who went for 1K the last time he started, and Alfred Morris behind him. And they brought in Ronnie Hillman, by the way, who can also play. And they're four deep with NFL-quality running backs. And they're deep at most positions. You look at wide receiver, Bryant, Beasley, Williams, Bryce Butler. They drafted two receivers, fourth and seventh round, that both are supposed to make the team. They have the best offensive line in the league. They've got a really good young quarterback in Prescott. Their problem is on defense. But I've been saying for a couple years they have a terrible defense and they don't have any talent before these seasons, and they always seem to outperform expectations.
They punch above their weight class. They did last year, certainly.
But how many guys are suspended this year? I mean, I feel like if you're good and you can rush the quarterback in Dallas, the prerequisite is you don't get to play until October.
Yeah, you're going to be off the roster at certain points.
They need Taco Charlton from Michigan, who they drafted in round one, to be an immediate contributor.
I just think, how many times can you continue to get lucky and not have to have your quarterback make plays for you? You know what I mean? Like, that's all I can think about when it, for them coming back down to earth, is you had this perfect storm last year where you possess the ball for 40 minutes a game and you're running like Nebraska in the mid-90s against Big 12 opponents. Your quarterback has to make plays for you to win football games consistently. You didn't have to do that last year. Don't you have to do that at some point in this league?
And when he did, he made them, though.
He did,
and
to his credit.
It just wasn't as often, to your point, as generally is the case. Alex is in Richmond.
What's up,
what do
Alex?
You got? We're looking for juicy NFC East predictions.
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, dude.
So my prediction is that I think the Cowboys are going to come back to the little regression in the mean action. I think the offensive line remains good, but, you know, it's hard to perform at a high level for that long. I don't think Zeke gets to back to where he was last year, just with everything that's going on. And quite frankly, I think the quarterback, you know, a little sophomore slump, and their secondary is awful. They cannot protect against the deep ball. My dad's a huge fan, always has been. I've watched them lose games because they can't protect that big play. And with teams like the Redskins having deep breath and Eli Manning, a quarterback in New York, I just don't see them competing for the division title as competitively as they did last year. I think the prediction of the Giants being the winner is a big one.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you, buddy. In addition to their lack of a name or a resume in their secondary, they're also just paper thin, man. I mean, I'm just looking right now at their depth chart. So they have Orlando Scandrick at right corner and Nolan Carroll, who came over from Philly, at left corner, right? Then they've got a third-round pick, Jordan Lewis, who's their backup at both corners and is their nickel corner. He's like their number three. After that, I mean, it's rookies. It's a sixth-round pick. They drafted corners in rounds 2, 3, and 6. That is a young secondary. Ask the Packers the last couple of years how that worked out. Rich is an only. Hey, Rich.
Richard.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Bob.
So the rich get richer, and Lyle Collins makes the Pro Bowl his first year at right tackle for the Cowboys.
I could definitely see that, by the way. I mean, remember how weird that whole scenario was, where teams were staying away from him and there was major questions about him off the field. Next thing you know, the Cowboys sign him.
But the thing that happened, regardless of how at fault he was for it, was terrible and awful and really, really, really bad. And somehow it's like just gone away.
It's over.
It's never mentioned again.
Lyle Collins, though, replacing Doug Free, who was a human penalty flag. I mean, that guy would get 8 flags thrown on him every Redskins game.
Wherever he's going, he's holding something.
He held Ryan Kerrigan on average 3 times per game against Washington in his career, probably.
He got called for it. I think he held every time there was a dropback.
That may be, too.
What was a greater percentage, Doug Free holding or Michael Irvin push-offs on receptions?
I would say Michael Irvin push-offs.
Yeah, because that was every reception he ever caught. Yeah.
Tyron Smith is going to be a Pro Bowler at left tackle. Travis Frederick at center will play in the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
Zach Martin at right guard will be in the Pro Bowl.
Just studs.
If Collins does the same, there's a chance they could have 4 guys all up front.
God, that line's
in the Pro
good.
Bowl. Juicy prediction from Matt and Stafford. You get the final word on this. What do you got in the NFC East, Matt?
Carson Wentz was admirable last year with no weapons at all. He played pretty good for a rookie. Now he's got Torrey Smith, who had no offense last year. I think he still has the ability to take top off defense, and Alshon Jeffrey. I think he's going to be an MVP candidate, and the Eagles win the division.
Wow. I could see the Eagles winning the division more than Wentz as an MVP candidate, but he will have talent around him. There is no doubt.
Yeah, now let's see what happens when you've got some solutions besides a screen pass to Darren Sproles. You know what I mean? Now that they've given him some weapons on the outside, he may blossom, or it may be the regression of the second half of the season.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. We're getting some answers on why Colin Kaepernick is not in Baltimore, and it sounds like it's got nothing to do with the coaching staff. You are listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.